شكراً لاستماعكم لـ SBS عربي 24. لمزيد من المعلومات حول كيفية الاستماع إلى برنامجنا بالكامل زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.
And we are delighted to welcome the Honorable New South Wales Premier Ms. Gladys Berejiklian. Good morning.
Good morning, Gaston. I'm so pleased to be with you. Kifik.
Kifik, good. I was going to ask you to greet our listeners in Arabic and in Armenian because we have many of our listeners who speak Armenian.
Yeah. I'll say Parilus to all your Armenian listeners. Good morning. Parilus.
Beautiful. So we are again delighted to have you with us, Premier. Your government announced a big budget and a big surplus and a big funding for education, health and roads. But still the budget has missed the opportunity to ease the cost of living pressures on families across the state because the new roads are under the ones that are under construction at the moment. It seems they are going to be most of them or all of them paid roads. The housing affordability is at a crisis level. The opposition said that the government is out of touch.
Why do you believe what they say? What they say is wrong. Number one, our housing affordability package we announced, every person who buys a home for the first time, if the home is worth up to $650,000, they pay no stamp duty. You can save up to $35,000 if you're buying a home for the first time. You don't pay stamp duty for something worth up to $650,000. And if your place that you buy for the first time is up to $800,000, you get massive discounts. So we made sure that we announced a very generous housing affordability package. We're spending about $4 billion on that package. So we've set aside $4 billion for everyone who applies. Yeah.
But the renters feel that they have been excluded from your housing package. What would you like to say to them?
Well, I say to the renters that we are building more houses than ever before, more units. That when you build more dwellings, when there's more what we call supply, that actually puts downward pressure on prices. When there isn't enough places to rent, when there isn't enough places to buy, that puts more pressure and prices continue to go up. So we have made sure that for people renting, we put downward pressure, but we also announced last year, I'm very proud of this, a new package. Actually, it was this year, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. We are building 2,200 new social and affordable houses across the state. These are houses which support people who are on lower incomes. These are places for people who can't afford market prices. So we are not only delivering all the things that good government does, we also appreciate very much cost of living pressures. And with things like electricity and gas, it's our government that brought in what we call rebates. So if you are a family that's able to receive that assistance because you're on a low income or have household pressures, and for pensioners as well, you can save $200 or $300 on your bills every year because of the rebates that we provide. So we appreciate the cost of living pressures. We're doing everything we can to reduce them. Even green slips, this year when you register your car, mm-hmm. it will be up to $180 cheaper. Mm-hmm. From 1 July.
But expectation that prices, electricity prices, gas prices, they're expected to soar starting from the 1st of July, which is next Saturday. So I don't know if the rebates are going to be enough to ease the pain of these bills.
Well, the opposition who's complaining, they'd never put these rebates in when they were in government. We have brought them in because we appreciate the cost of living pressures. And also, I have to say that with water bills went down $100 because we manage that water business very well. With electricity, part of the bill that we control, the price, because there's three parts of the bill, is going down. So as a state government, everything we can do to reduce the cost we are, and I say to our political opponents, shame on them for not doing this when they were in government. We are working very hard to reduce the cost of living pressures, but also to make sure we're building the schools, the hospitals that people need, the transport people need, and our Opal card for seniors, $2.50, is capped every day. You can go anywhere in the system, anywhere, for $2.50.
Yes, Ms. Berejiklian, now the healthy surplus in the budget is mainly due to the increase of stamp duties and because, you know, of the soaring prices of houses, and from privatizing electricity. Now, some analysts are saying that the surplus is not due to policies based on sound economic strategies. What would you like to say?
I don't know who's briefing you, but this is all wrong. whoever is briefing you has got it wrong. Residential stamp duty accounts for just 9% of our budget, right? Stamp duty is 9% of our budget.
9%.
9% residential stamp duty. All the rest comes from other sources. But so, I say this to you.
But all up 30%, is it?
I'm sorry?
All the stamp duty is 30%.
Yes, but you might have stamp duty if you buy a car or if you buy a house. Oh, sorry, if you buy commercial property. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about soaring house prices, if you're talking about house prices, residents, people buying houses, that's only 9% of the income of the state. Right? Mm-hmm. When we came to government, we inherited deficits, debt, no money for anything. We turned this around. I'm proud of this fact. We turned it around. We're giving people what they need, hospitals, schools, roads, things people rely on every day. Public education is getting more funding in this state than ever before. I went to a public school. Many, many others will go to public schools. And I say to your listeners, compare what we have done to what happened before we came to government. And I will lead a government that will do even more things for the people, because I want to make sure everyone that lives in our state has every chance to be their best. And anyone who tells you otherwise is not telling you the truth.
Premier, New South Wales was described as being so rich, it's embarrassing. Having so much money available to splash, wouldn't it be possible to be more generous with families? Again, we go back to families, especially with children. We know that you're giving them vouchers for $100 or to $150 for sports activities. But isn't it too little for a budget comfortable?
The only reason we have a budget surplus is to make sure we have money there to build all these projects and to make sure that our state is what we call resilient. So we make sure that we are not only building all the things we need now, but also for the future. Our political opponents ran what we call deficits. They spent more money than they had. As a result, nothing got built. Nothing happened. No schools, no hospitals, no roads. And when it comes to cost of living pressures and daily expenses, every area of government that we can control, you will see that we have actually reduced the cost. Whether it's green slips for your car, whether it's parking at public hospitals, whether it's water bills, whether it's the network prices in electricity, whether it's a $90 gas rebate, which didn't exist before we came to government. That means you can apply to get $90 back from your gas bill. So everywhere you're looking, because we are in a strong financial position, of course we're giving back to the community, of course. That's why we're there.
Yeah, moving to security, we live in uncertain times, of course. There are measures in your budget to combat terrorism, building another prison for extremists, more powers for police. Can you promise the people of New South Wales that they'll be safer?
Well, I can promise you that we're doing everything as a government to make sure police are well-resourced, to make the community as safe as possible. And we're working very hard to make that the case, and we now have the strongest police powers in the nation when it comes to security. And in fact, also with many of our laws that we've put in place, the other states have now adopted what New South Wales has done. We want to make sure at all times that all members of the community feel safe and are safe, and that's why we have provided that extra resources.
Premier, your life story is very inspirational, mainly for migrants. And as you know, our audience is all about migrants from all walks of life. You always been proud to tell that you are a daughter of a migrant family who came to Australia with little English, who battled her way up. What helped you the most to become the 45th New South Wales Premier?
My parents and my family. I always had their support to do... They encouraged me to be my best. They provided me with a very loving home environment. And I think my family upbringing allowed me to be my best and not to be fearful of trying to reach my goals.
Yeah, and what do you know about their backgrounds? I mean, did you go, we are aware that you went back to, I think you visited, if I'm not wrong, Lebanon, or you are aware of some areas of Lebanon?
Oh, I've got relatives in Lebanon. I've got relatives all throughout the Middle East.
All right. Yeah. So you know some places there.
Of course, I've been many times. Yeah, I've got relatives all throughout there. I mean, in background, but I've have relatives all throughout the Middle East. So
beautiful. It's a nice place to visit, maybe not to live at the moment.
Well, I think parts of the Middle East are some of the most beautiful parts anywhere that I've been. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning and thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it so much. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
تستمعون إلى SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى البث الحي. لإذاعة SBS عربي 24 عبر الراديو. بإمكانكم أيضا الاستماع عبر موقعنا الإلكتروني وعن طريق تطبيق SBS Your Language. زوروا sbs.com.au/Arabic.